And now,
serving the universe.
Now,
and I have news for everybody
from random locations all over the world.
It's the show that everyone has been waiting for.
We'll take the stage
live and in person.
This is Random Overflow,
the flow of information
with DJ Roberts
and Andrea. Welcome to Random Overflow 2.0. Today's a special day. It's the Friday before Easter 2026. Said day talks about putting my 16-year-old mutt down after, 16 years. I mean, what else could you ask for? 16 amazing years with a great dog, and that dog's lived in more states than most people have. She spent some time with my grandmother as a guard dog for her in Arkansas when we lived in Colorado. Of course, she followed us to North Carolina, Colorado, to Texas, all those great states. Welcome to Random Overflow 2.0. How you doing, Andrea?
Okay.
That's it? We went shopping for you today, and let me just soak you in. Wait, you look great. I hate going clothes shopping unless it's for me or if I get to pick out clothes for you. So if I get to pick out clothes for my significant other, I don't mind going clothes shopping. But you look good. I picked out that shirt. What do you think of it? Is it your taste, or you just bought it because I said I like that, right?
Yeah.
What's wrong? Putting the dog down, that's a hard thing to do. This isn't the first time I've ever had to put a dog down. We put down Shadow, her sister, a couple years back. She was a black lab, St. Bernard mix. Mostly black lab, though. You wouldn't think she had St. Bernard in her by looking at her, but she had that red tint to her fur. You know, when the sun beats down on a dog with true black fur, it kind of looks like reddish. Anyways, put her down a couple years back. Now it's time to put Sissy down. 16 amazing years we've had this dog. And I've taught her so many tricks. I don't know if they're actually tricks. They're like, she does this thing where you say, Sissy, look! She'll go to every window in the house. And if she sees somebody outside, she'll start to bark. It's pretty amazing to get a dog to do that. It wasn't easy training her how to do that. And then she can do speak. You had a dog before. The one that you said that it was really hard for you to put down. Zoe, you said its name was?
Yeah.
That was your daughter. Your daughter Kenzie's dog, right?
Yep.
That was a pug.
Yeah, she pugs. For her birthday.
Pugs are gross.
No, they're not.
They snort and they drool and they throw up and they.
No, they don't.
Ugh.
Disgusting.
No, but so you had to put Zoe down. What tricks did Zoe know? Did she know how to look in all the windows and bark and see if she saw anyone?
No.
Did she know how to speak? Could she speak?
Yeah, I'm sure she could. Yeah, she barked.
But no, she has a bark on command.
Yeah.
She can't just bark. All dogs know how to bark.
Yeah, I'm just saying. She could.
You want to be on the show, you got to pep up a little bit. I know it's a tough day. Putting down a dog's a hard thing, and it's got me under a lot of stress. And I remember the first dog I ever had. Ironically, her name was Zeus. And I spent all night looking for her one day and couldn't find her anywhere. And the hardest thing is to go to bed when you're looking for a dog. And finally gave up at like 1 a.m. in the morning and went to bed because I had school the next day. And my buddy's mom was driving us to school. And she says, how was your day? How was your night? I said, I'm not doing too good. I was up all night looking for my dog. And she's missing and, you know, it's sad. And so we're driving down the road, and all of a sudden, my buddy's mom goes, DJ, is your dog a black lab? And I said, yep. And then I'm not stupid, so I knew what was going on. I knew what was up. I said, well, you saw her dead on the side of the road, didn't you? She's like, yep. So we had to turn around. I had to get the tractor because I'm some scrawny high school kid. I can't carry a dog. I mean, I was in 10th grade at the time. This thing, she was huge. And so I had to fill up the tractor. I remember that it was just such a rainy, crappy day. The tractor had no air in any of the tires, no air in the trailer. So I had to fill up that in the rain, get the dog, pick it up dead. It's hard to pick up a dead dog. It sucks because they're all limp and, you know, it just sucks because they're your best friend. They're, you know, part of your family. So I lift up this dog, put it in the back of the trailer, go to bury it, dig a deep hole in my backyard. And I remember how tough it was on me. You know, I was just a kid. And I went inside the house and I was like, all right, well, at least I get the rest of the day to relax, right? I just buried a dog. Wrong. My old man makes me go to school the day I bury my dog. And, of course, I was so upset about that. That was 10th grade. Yeah, Zeus was... She slept at the foot of my bed every night. And then we had another black lab named Jake that my grandfather, when he died, he we took over his dogs. And one of them was a black lab. Are you falling asleep on me? You want to not do the show? If I'm just going to put you to sleep, should I play the lullabies? Want some lullabies? Put on your headphones.
They're loud.
All you have to do is tell me to turn them down. Is that better? Is that better? I'm putting you to sleep, seriously?
My medication's not working.
What medication's not working? The medication that's supposed to keep you awake? It's called coffee.
Didn't have coffee today.
Why not?
We didn't have time this morning.
No time for coffee?
Ain't nobody got time for that. What? Ain't nobody got time for that.
No, you need to drink your coffee. Shannon, our doctor, has been really working with you to try to keep you awake. And she's tried all kinds of medicines. You're going for an iron infusion. I mean, I'm not going to go into the names of the medications she had you try, but they were some pretty crazy medications, and none of them worked.
No, this one, last one's working. I just don't know why.
It's working, but you're falling asleep during the show. Oh. It's like the biggest middle finger to me ever.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, I'll be on your show.
I'm just tired.
Tired? How about you go make us a coffee? I'll hold down the fort. So it's Easter weekend. What's your favorite colored jelly bean? It's got to be the red one, right?
I don't really like jelly beans.
Well, I was reading this report that said that black jelly beans are actually the black licorice. They're the number one jelly bean.
That's disgusting.
Followed by buttered popcorn.
That sounds like Harry Potter version.
Yeah, the Harry Potter. Don't they have like earwax flavored ones and stuff? Yuck! No, here. This is what
I used to buy.
Disgusting!
I used to buy the black jelly beans every year, though, for my stepdad when he was alive.
Oh, he was one of the fans?
Yeah, he got them in his Easter basket. I bought everybody Easter I used to make Easter baskets for everybody.
You mean the Easter bunny didn't come to your house?
Well, I mean,
So for the adults, yeah, your stepdad liked the black jelly beans.
Yep. And the robin eggs.
Oh, those are good. Those are good. I like Easter candy. That stuff's good. But, yeah, apparently black licorice is the number one.
Yeah, he liked the black licorice.
Flavor.
It's disgusting.
Ugh. Mm. So, yeah, getting back to my dad making me go to school after burying my dog. Hindsight is 20/20. I would never make my kid go to school after something like that. No, give the kid a day off school, at least. I mean, I wasn't doing too hot in school. I was doing pretty terrible, if you ask me. About the same as you. No, a lot worse than you. Because you got out your high school transcript the other day when you were cleaning out your old things. And I actually got to see.
Yeah, well, I kind of slacked off. I could have done better. I admit that.
You weren't the straight A student.
You were. Yes. I was not straight A's. I was A's and B's.
I know why you weren't a straight A student. It's because you were falling asleep in class.
No. I just didn't like to read.
What was your dream job? What did you want to be when you were in high school? What was your goal? Mine was radio. And would you look at me now?
Well, when I was big into hockey, it was to go be like a Team of Seuss.
A what?
A Team of Seuss. Like you.
Oh, you just wanted to touch the hockey players. Really? You wanted to be a Team masseuse?
Yeah, it was like their. It was just.
You wanted to marry a hockey player is what you wanted, and you got a fat disc jockey.
I like radio too, though.
You got.
I like music.
You don't like radio.
Yes, I do.
The only reason why I take interest in it is because it's something I do.
It doesn't matter. I still like working on the radio station with you.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
We got to get those proposals together so we can apply for those concert tickets and get you backstage and meeting some of the artists that come to Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
I still like working on the radio. We got to get those proposals together.
You like going on the radio? Is that why you fall asleep when I put you on the radio?
I like working on the radio station with you. Like when we program it.
The lullaby channel.
Stop. I like working on the radio station with you. I like to program it with you and pick out the music with you.
Yeah.
Go through selector and or on the road and pick out songs and.
It was fun. Yeah, there's a lot more. There's a lot more in radio than you'd think. Isn't that something you've learned after being with me for the past few months? There's a lot involved with radio. It's not just an MP3 player put on shuffle. There's a lot of work that goes into it. I mean, little things you don't think of, just the small minuscule thing, run dates for commercials. You get the date off, and you're advertising the wrong date for the sale, and it's just the little things that matter. You got to pay attention.
And I told Kelly, I go, Kelly, this is what we're gonna do tonight, and she goes, why would you be excited about go do more work? I said, well, because it's something that we do together, and I like it that we do it together. Like when we work on the radio station together.
We can't work on it right now. I left my laptop at home.
Well,
we have to go in my office a couple doors over and pull out my laptop and get on that.
We have to take the boys home and then we can do it at home.
Yeah. So, that's the discussion for this Easter show, putting dogs down after long lives.
You might not have until next week, so hopefully.
What's that?
I said not putting her down.
Oh, yeah. We were planning on doing it today, and my mom just called, and my mom.
She's had a hard day. Just
she always has a hard day.
Well,
it's always an excuse with her.
She's taking care of your grandma.
I know the Bible says, love thy mother and father. Give them their utmost respect in the world. I've tried
grace.
To do that.
I know, but give her grace. She does take care.
She's always
grandma.
Got an excuse to not see me and her grandkids, my kids. Always. I don't care what day it is. There's always an excuse.
Mm.
It's got to be on her time, her watch, her decision. It's got to be on her terms.
Well, you shouldn't be shocked.
I shouldn't be shocked, but it hurts every time.
I know it hurts. It's got to hurt.
It's like a knife in the back.
But you'll tell her, you can't do it Monday. You have to push it to Wednesday. It's on your time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Finally standing up for myself, thanks to you, Andrea. Well, let's soak you in. I mean, today you've got a beautiful outfit on. I got to pick it out, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. Why don't you get up and turn around for the camera so we can see your full ensemble? Come on, stand up. There you go. Turn around. Beautiful. Beautiful. Wow. You look good. Do you like picking out clothes for me?
I always pick out clothes for you every day.
No, I'm not talking about clothes. out of the laundry. I'm talking about buying new clothes.
I tried.
Have we ever went clothes shopping?
Yes, I got you the leopard. I don't like this.
Oh, when I had to go up on stage at the Irish Festival, and I had to
options at last minute.
I had to dress in green. Well, or no, I didn't have to. You wanted me in green. If I was going to an Irish festival, you wanted me in green.
Well, you didn't. I
didn't want to. But you picked that out.
Yeah.
And I promise I will never wear that shirt ever again because it was the most ugliest shirt ever.
Well.
But you made me wear it.
It was the best option that you had there. There wasn't many options.
I don't like Purdy like you. Show me your necklace.
I've only been wearing it since you got it for me.
What is it? Let's talk about that on the air.
You got it for me.
What is it?
It's the Forever.
Infinity.
Yeah. With a cross.
With a cross. It's beautiful. You look beautiful today is my whole point. And, I don't feel beautiful. I feel like crap.
Oh, stop it. You are.
I am crap?
No, not that.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
You know what you think about me?
Disgusting!
No.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that.
Yeah.
The other.
DJ? DJ Roberts?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Stop. What did I call you this morning?
What did you call me this morning?
What did I call you this morning?
No, not now.
No. On the way to Saginaw.
I don't remember. It must have not met that much.
Obviously.
No, I'm joking. No, I appreciate you always lifting me up and kindling my spirits. That's a nice thing you do.
Until you get rid of me.
Yeah, that's going to happen. So, you've put down 4 dogs in your life.
Oh, thanks.
Have you ever had to, like,
that's going to happen.
Like, go around back and shoot the dog?
No.
No? It was always at the vet's office with the... Because you've got the farm. I was just thinking, what goes on over at the farm? Craziness is usually what happens at the farm.
No, we don't take them out back and shoot them.
Well, I didn't have any money to put down my black lab. And I was considering just choking her to death. Because I had no choice. I didn't have money for euthanasia. That stuff's expensive. And so I was considering doing it. My mom's like, no. It was back when I was really struggling. Back before I... was doing all the consulting for radio stations and working here, and it was a tough time in my life. And I was considering choking her out because I had no other way of putting her down. My mom was like, I'll pay for it. You're not doing that. So you've put down 4. The hardest one was your last one, right? The last.
I mean, a lot of them are hard, but yeah, it was kind of hard. It was really hard when you watch her cry.
Yeah. Your kid crying is the hardest thing ever to watch. But unless they're crying for a toy in the middle of the aisle at Walmart, then, you know, it's like, shut up! I'm just kidding. But my grandmother, I guess she'd be my step-grandmother at one time, she would feed her dogs a steak. The family's having steak, the dogs get their own steak. That is egregious. That is obtuse. You don't feed a dog a steak.
My aunt would go through Burger King drive-thru and get them burgers.
Really? And see, her dogs are probably huge, right?
That was her pugs and stuff. I don't know if she still does it with the dog she has now or not.
Was her dogs huge?
No,
were they out of shape?
They were not looking the healthiest, but they did. They were old. They got older than what Zoe did, but
so they got older, even though the dogs were were fed people food, they still lived a longer life than the dogs that you buy the kibbles and bits for and the special diets for them.
Yeah, we got her Rachel Ray and stuff. And
Rachel Ray, that's got to be, what, $50 a bag?
No, it was not.
How much is that stuff?
I can't remember.
Well, it's a pug, so pugs don't eat that much.
We only bought her the small bags, and they lasted a while because we only give her half a cup like in the morning and half a cup at night.
Oh, you feed a dog twice a day?
Mm-hmm.
We just always made sure there's food in the bowl.
Nope.
The vet said with the pug,
she's like, if we were surprised with our pug, we'd even feed her less than that.
Really?
Because the way you have to keep with their snout and stuff like that, because it, you know, you have to keep their weight.
Because they drool and they snort and they're gross.
It's just their weight.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
They're breathing problems, so.
Yeah, they do have breathing problems.
So, but we did what she said, but it's just.
So your dog lived a shorter life than the dog that was fed the burgers, the Whoppers.
She was the runt of the litter, though. So I believe she was the runt of the litter. So that was maybe a compounding issue, I think.
Just like me, I'm the runt of the litter.
So. Yeah, she was.
The dog was not healthy.
Well, she was healthy up until obviously then.
How'd she die?
Her back end gave out on her. We didn't know.
The little legs couldn't keep up anymore.
The back end.
So how?
And lose continence. And we tried to figure out what it was, but the next option was an MRI, and they wanted $2,500 for an MRI. I'm like, and that was not even guaranteeing
an MRI for a dog.
Yeah, and then they're like, well, we can't even
guarantee. an MRI, not a CAT scan. An X-ray, an MRI.
The X-ray wasn't saying anything. And they.
How much money did you put into the dog before you gave up?
I can't remember, but they said the next step was an MRI, which would cost $2,500, and that wouldn't even guarantee an answer. I'm like,
well, you're getting is an answer for $2,500. It's not even solving the issue.
Well, you know, I don't know if the issue could be solved. It could have been solved with the surgery or something, but
another $5,000 on top of it.
Who has $2,500?
Some people do.
For an MRI that...
I was looking at taking this radio job in Orlando, Florida, and one of the things that they advertised was, we have insurance for your pet.
No. Hey, that's...
Yeah. I remember.
Sometimes you need that insurance for the pet.
I guess so. And then there's the cat, Sophie, that we rescued last winter. The cat that we found under the porch of your aunt, who collected cats. And
not that they collect cats.
You feed stray cats, it's collecting them. Yeah.
My grandpa, when my grandma passed, he was lone. Stop.
I feel bad for your grandpa being lonely and all. You can't feed stray cats.
He felt bad for, you know, stop.
Okay, I feel bad for him too.
Helped him get along. Stop it.
You can't do that. It's unhealthy.
Well,
it's not right.
It was.
What does Drew Carey say at the end of every episode of The Price is Right?
Now stop it.
The Price is Right. He says, please get your animals spayed and neutered, folks.
Well, they started taking them to places and...
Anyway, so we rescued the cat, Sophie, and this cat, your mom calls it a demon cat or devil cat, one of the two, because you'll be walking through the house just minding your own business, not bothering anything in the world, and the cat will just latch onto your leg, and it's not like mean biting, it's playful biting, but so the cat... I thought after we got the cat fixed, it would fix the problem with it being so.
Well, they said because she's a bottle baby, this is why a lot of her behavior comes from.
Because she was fed from a bottle, that makes her.
Well, not if it's because she didn't have the other, like the mom to, like t- you know, kind of like do the motherly things or something like that. I don't know how, what the difference, you know, like to...
What the excuse is for the cat acting so naughty?
Yep, they said bottle babies have more misbehaviors than a cat, you know.
This is a regular cat that's breastfed.
Yep.
Interesting. You know what we should do? We should wake you up. And I know how we're going to do that. You want to wake you up a little bit? Let's do this.
You pretty good at trivia?
Is this a question?
Once you stop testing yourself, you get slow.
Answer my question or you'll be standing tall before the man.
All right, you ready to see how smart Andrea is?
Because you know I fail at these every time.
Let's just ask you a random trivia question. All right, Easter is on Sunday. The average person would have to do this for 12 minutes to burn off the calories from a cream-filled egg. What is it?
What is it? What did you say?
All right, the average person would have to do this for 12 minutes to burn off the calories from a cream-filled egg. What do you think it is?
12 minutes. Walk it off?
Nope.
Jog it off. Use your legs.
Run? It's not jog. It's not run.
Jump up and down?
You are so close. You almost said it.
Jump rope? I don't know.
Jump rope! Jump rope is right. Grumpy Engineer, do we have a... No, she got it right. Well, we did have to give her a million.
Well, there's so many different exercises that you can do for...
We had to give her a million clues. But yeah, you got it right. All right, we're going to play a game on Random Overflow 2.0. Easter Sunday's coming up. What? I'm going to play a clip for you, and you have to name the candy scene. So think of... You're not a real big movie person like I am. Like, I'm not big on movies either. But anyway, this one, when you think of candy movies, this one pops up in your head. And we actually saw this one the other night, so this one's going to be easy for you. I'm going to spoon feed you this one. Let's see if you know what this one is. No, not that. Grumpy Engineer. All right, play that clip.
This is called a scrumdiddlyumptious bar.
Scrumdiddlyumptious bar? How does he do it?
My dear boy. That's what he says after that. I've seen that movie so many times, I know it by heart. I know the words to that movie by heart.
I haven't known that one without even watching that.
All right, you ready for another one? Here you go. See if you can get this one.
Candy?
You already know if I'm going to take it.
Wouldn't be much of an oracle if I didn't.
Oh, that one's so easy. Oracle, Candy, Keanu Reeves.
Candy?
You already know if I'm going to take it.
Wouldn't be much of an oracle if I didn't.
Mm-mm.
She's offering him candy. The Matrix Reloaded. Neo, Keanu Reeves is offered candy from the Oracle.
Never seen The Matrix.
Courtesy of Warner Brothers. All right, let's see if you can get this one.
The game obviously thinks you're a candy, even though you're weirdly misshapen, you know?
I'll give you a clue. That's Anna Faris. Jailbreak is the name of the character. No? No guesses?
No.
Grumpy Engineer?
The game obviously thinks you're a candy, even though you're weirdly misshapen, you know?
You know, I bet my kids know the answer to that one.
Possibly.
Call them in here. Steven! See if he knows the answer to it. Steven! He's in my office, which is like two doors down. Come here for a second. Let's see if he knows the answer. Give him your headphones.
Come here, buddy.
Come here for a second. Put on these headphones and tell me if you know what movie this is from.
Come here.
No, and then we'll do the first one for him to see if he knows what the answer to that one is.
What?
All right, so since Easter's on Sunday, we're playing Name the Candy Movie. Can you think of candy movies that have candy in them? All right, so tell me if you think you know the answer to this one. What movie is this?
The game obviously thinks you're a candy, even though you're weirdly misshapen, you know?
Emojis.
Yes! Ding, 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 ding. You got it right. Good job. All right, let's see if you can get the first one. Andrea and I got this one pretty easy. This one's easy. Ready?
This is called a scrumdiddlyumptious bar.
Scrumdiddlyumptious bar? How does he do it?
Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka's correct! Wow, he kicked your butt, Andrea.
Helps if you see the movie.
What?
Helps if you see the movie. There, it's like that.
How you doing?
Good.
Are you having fun? Are you looking forward to Easter?
Yeah.
Have you been good this year? Is the Easter Bunny come into your house?
Yeah.
We got to see the Easter Bunny at all places. Walmart. He was there with a giant peep.
That's his girlfriend.
That's his girlfriend? What do you want for Easter? What did Daddy buy you for Easter?
A game.
A game? What game is that?
Poppy Playtime, one for free.
Poppy Playtime, one for free? What? One through three. So you got Poppy. What is Poppy Playtime?
Horror game.
Horror game? What is a horror game? It's like a jump scare game?
Yeah, it's a scary game.
And you're brave enough to play it?
Yeah.
What about at night? At like 3 o'clock in the morning when it's dark outside. You still brave enough to play it then?
Yeah.
Yeah? What game did we get your little brother?
He went fall flat.
What's that? How does that game work?
He doesn't even know how to play the game, and he doesn't play it.
How does it work?
I don't know. He doesn't even know how to play the game.
So I wasted my money?
Yeah, he keeps trying and says he can't do it.
You gotta be a good big brother and show him how to play it.
I did, and he can't figure it out.
Anything else you want to say on the show?
I don't know.
No? You want to sit in here with us? We're going to continue.
Sure.
You got to give Andrea her headphones, or put these on here. Here you go. Put those headphones on. Every time I see a pair of headphones at like a Goodwill or something for a couple of bucks, I always buy them because we always need them here at the radio station. You can't hear anything in there?
I got to go grab something.
No, this side is not working.
Is that better?
No, this side is not working.
Is that working now?
This side works, this side doesn't.
Okay, is it working now? It wasn't plugged in all the way. Is it working now? Can you hear us now? Okay, see? Was that easy? He even just left, so we don't even...
No, he's coming back.
He's coming back? All right, what's next on the docket?
But can you turn these down?
They're too loud?
Yeah.
Is that better? I can't hear it. Grumpy Engineer, can we get her headphones down? What number are you on?
I can't hear from my headphones.
Is that better?
Yeah, okay.
I shut off your mic because you left.
I know. I got to grab something.
What'd you grab?
My fidget.
Your fidget.
It's one of your
I made
cards.
It.
Oh, you stole something out of my desk at work.
I combined keychains and made this.
It's a fidget?
Yes.
You mean that's my USB stick?
It's a robot.
My memory flash drive.
It's a Bobot. Guys, it's a Bobot.
What's a Bobot? What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm making an ASMR.
What's an ASMR? What does ASMR stand for?
I don't know, but I think it means sounds.
On this day in history in 1882, outlaw Jesse James was shot to death by a member of his gang named Robert Ford. Today, April 3rd, is the 93rd day of the year. There are 272 days remaining until the end of the year. That was just filler. We got a letter. Facebook.com/randomoverflow. Someone wrote us a letter. Do you want to want me to read it to you and you can give them some advice? If you've got something you want to say to Andrea or I, feel free to email me, dj@wczy.net, or you could send us a message.
Or me.
Facebook.com/randomoverflow. Or you can ask Steven a question. Dear DJ, I go to karaoke every Tuesday night. This past week, I was shocked when I saw my girlfriend's son-in-law flirting and getting close with a woman who is not his wife. He also saw me. I, too, was flirting, but not nearly as much and as physical as he was. We are supposed to get together with family this weekend for Easter. Neither of us has said anything about the way we acted while under the influence of alcohol. Of course, alcohol had something to do with it. My best friend says I should say something before he does. My other friend says I should adhere to the bro code. You know what the bro code is?
I sure do. Keep silent.
Bros be... Okay. I'm not sure if either of them are right. What would you do if you were me? I think I'm just as bad as he is. I'm thinking I should strike first so I can deny it later. Oh! What would you do? Let's let Andrea go first and then I'll try. You gotta be honest. No one deserves to go to bed at night wondering why they weren't good enough. You gotta be honest. It's gonna hurt.
You gotta tell the truth.
Even Steven knew the answer to that question. You gotta be honest. I forgot Steven was even in the room when I read that.
I said.
Father of the year. What? What, buddy?
I said she was nervous.
Said she was nervous. Andrea's nervous?
No.
Yeah. All right, so my opinion on that whole story was, just be honest, no one deserves to go to bed at night wondering why they weren't good enough. That's always been my stance on cheaters. And I've been cheated on before. It hurts. Nobody should ever deserve to go to bed wondering why they weren't good enough. So don't ever let me catch you cheating. Got it? Are you a cheater on your girlfriend?
No.
No? You've never cheated on your girlfriend?
No.
Do you still have a girlfriend? Maybe.
That's classified information.
Well, here's some more classified information. Finance Buzz says Easter candy prices have risen 58% since 2021. More than half since 2021?
What was that?
Finance Buzz. Listen up and quit falling asleep over there,
I'm
Foster.
Not.
Finance Buzz says Easter candy prices have risen 58% since 2021.
Ridiculous. Candy is just ridiculous.
Well, a basket of Easter candy cost $9.71 in 2021, costs about $15 this year. Increased cocoa prices, sugar costs, pushing prices are
imported.
Yeah, along with higher fuel and labor costs.
Yep.
Here's something to put that into perspective. A Cadbury cream egg, 2021 price, 90 cents. 2026 price, $1.41, increase 57%. Oh, here's one really, really high. Reese's Pieces carrot cost $1 back in 2021. Guess how much it cost this year?
$2.
$10.
It was a 100% markup.
Isn't that the ones like Steven goes, I want these? Oh, no, that's not the one.
Yeah, that was what he was asking for.
These are $2. That's
remember,
ridiculous.
Remember, if it was back in 2021, she would have bought it for you.
I said the Easter Bunny's coming.
Why is it so expensive?
A new survey by Ferrario Easter candy reveals Ferrario Easter candy reveals that 66% of adults say they deserve an Easter basket just as much as children. Other findings: 36% of people admit to eating their children's Easter candy. Want want. 48% of adults plan to host or attend an Easter, or excuse me, an adult Easter brunch. So about half of us. And another half of adults, 53% adults, would spend extra on a premium basket. Ooh, premium. See, that's always been my thing. You get candy from the Dollar Tree, but that's Palmer chocolate. That's disgusting stuff.
What's the difference?
Palmer chocolate is cheap chocolate. It's gross.
How do you get cheap chocolate?
They use cheaper ingredients.
So they don't have cocoa?
No. They have cocoa. It's just cheaper ingredients. It's Palmer candy. I have a friend who loves Palmer candy. Well, I had a friend. Anyway, and I was always like, how can you eat that stuff? Cheap chocolate. No way, Jose. 28% of adults.
Like I said, I used to make my sister baskets and all of them baskets.
Well, because the Easter Bunny doesn't come for adults, only for children. Ubi Easter candy specifically for themselves. That was a typo. 28% of adults buy Easter candy specifically for themselves. Ubi, U-B-Y. I was like, what? Typo! All right, top Easter candy adults want. Dark chocolate treats, 46%.
That's Mackenzie. Mackenzie's
dark
favorite.
Dark chocolate.
Matt Mackenzie's chocolate, favorite chocolate is dark chocolate.
Peanut butter candy at 48% and chocolate eggs at 44%.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Is this random overflow?
This is random overflow. Why can you tell by the...
Are we live?
We're live, baby.
You mean the cameras up there are working?
Yep. A new survey published by Daily Express reveals that 72% of adults believe you're never too old to celebrate Easter with a chocolate egg. Other findings: 57% of adults who still receive chocolate eggs would be disappointed if they stopped getting them.
That'd be my sister. She loves the caramel.
Yeah.
The caramel eggs.
Caramel's the best form of chocolate.
24% of adults would be happy to openly complain about it. 15% of grown-ups are still given chocolate treats at Easter from their parents. 15%? Guess they weren't good enough for the Easter Bunny to come see them, right, Steven?
Yeah.
All right. 27% of those who have moved out do not bother with Easter eggs after leaving home. And the average person receives about 1.5 chocolate eggs per year and buys nearly 4 for other people. So you're getting one, you're spending 4, you're buying 4 for other people. That's interesting. Want some weird news? How about we do some weird news?
You're doing it all wrong.
You're doing it all wrong.
You're doing it wrong.
Roy,
you're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong.
The Californian says a California man was recently arrested for driving a stolen vehicle to his court appearance. Ricardo Otero was spotted by deputies after pulling into a courthouse lot. They arrested him. A jury trial for Ricardo's 2024 auto theft case is scheduled to begin in July. Yeah, you're doing it wrong, buddy. Crows attack a robot at Disney. A Rapunzel robot. What are those called?
Animatronics.
The New York Post says a Rapunzel robot at Tokyo Disney in Japan was recently attacked by two crows.
Did it break?
Well, they tore at her hair. Rapunzel laughed as she was being attacked. The staff removed the robot from its tower.
My parakeet Petey, he's dead.
What movie is this from?
I'm sorry, Harry. What happened? His head fell off.
His head fell off.
Yeah, he was pretty old.
Our pets' heads are falling off. You don't know what movie that's from?
No.
Dumb and Dumber. Come on, you guys, get with the program. Wanted man arrested while filling out application at police station.
It's all like that one woman saying, I'm not driving. I'm in the passenger seat.
That lady. I'm not driving. Ma'am, you look like you're driving. No. Well, show me the driver. I can't. I need to ask for permission first. Yeah. Okay, lady. Anyway, this man's from Colorado. That's where Steven was born. That's where we lived, right? Warrant was recently with a warrant. A Colorado man with a warrant was recently arrested as he was filling out an application at the Commerce City Police Department. The man contacted the police department to see if he could do a ride along. Officers invited him down to chat more about the application. He was arrested when he arrived at the station. The police posted, "Sigh, you guys. We can't believe this needs to be said, but apparently it does. If you have 6 pages worth of criminal history, including habitual traffic offenses and domestic violence, and an active warrant for your arrest, we're not going to hire you." You're doing it wrong. You know, we got something special for that guy. Ready?
Community service.
So many buttons. Oh, here we go. Grumpy Engineer, roll it.
What a dumb thing to do.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
I didn't make you too dumb to flip burgers.
He's so dumb.
We got a moron here.
The dumbest person on the planet.
Can't even get a job at Burger King or McDonald's.
I want to do a ride along. Oh, by the way, I've got warrants out for my arrest. Yeah, buddy. You didn't think that one through, did you?
I'm going to jail.
You're going to jail. That's better than a ride along.
You're going to go in the back seat.
You know what show I've really been into lately is that 60 Days In. What are your thoughts on that show?
I don't know. I couldn't do it.
I fell asleep.
You couldn't do it?
No.
You fell asleep during the show? You didn't find it entertaining? Well, anyway, they put these contestants on.
I'd probably starve to death.
You'd probably starve?
I'd probably starve to death.
Yeah, you basically do when you're in there. But this 60 Days In is a really cool show where they have these people kind of going. And it's not just for entertainment. They go in to kind of do some investigation, yeah, to see where, you know, the
flaws are in the jail.
Yeah, where things can use a little bit of
revamping for the deputies. And
right, where, you know, they're calling out the deputies for screwing up, misbehaving, and mistreating.
Mistreating, yeah. Some of them really mistreated.
Yeah.
That one woman deputy was really bad on there. I don't know if she got fired. I think I fell asleep on that one.
You fall asleep so easily.
Well, it helps with the medication that I need.
I wish I could fall asleep as easy as you do.
It's not.
I don't.
I need help.
I could stay awake for weeks if I didn't take any medication.
I still took medication to help fall
asleep. I took so much Tylenol PM it made me sick. Because I thought that would be the remedy.
Yeah, but I take medication and fall asleep. I can't just always fall asleep on my own.
Want some Easter news?
Sure.
Greetings, it's the Easter Bunny. CBS says the Easter Bunny recently stopped by a Silver Cross hospital in Illinois to visit NICU patients. Okay, that's enough of the Easter Bunny voice. NICU patients, NICU patients.
Yeah, it's gotta be serious though.
Yeah. Babies wore themed outfits and tiny bunny ears. Oh, nurses and families joined in and took some pictures. A hospital spokesperson said the moment brought joy to families during a tough time.
Jace was in the NICU his first.
You got to explain who Jace is. You can't just just drop all that down on us.
Jace is my nephew.
Yeah.
Who was born with gastroesis.
Gastroesis?
Yep.
That's on next week's spelling test. Learn it.
That his organs were born on the outside.
Bless his little heart.
And
oh, man.
Yeah.
Does he have scars and stuff from that?
Yep. He had 11 surgeries.
Wow.
Yep. So I actually decorated his window on the outside for Easter.
We just celebrated his 11th birthday.
Yep.
Happy birthday to Jace, turning 11 mega years old. He got a gun. Mm-hmm. And then what did he get from you? He got a scooter and a football. Mm-hmm. You got walkie-talkies. That's what I wanted as a kid. I wanted walkie-talkies so bad as a kid growing up. Anyway, so Jace got he got a lot of cool gifts.
He got tickets to Red Wings game.
He got a jersey. He's a big Red Wings fan. When he went upstairs and got all of his Red Wing memorabilia, he was really proud to show that to his auntie. Like all the hockey pucks he had. Who's your favorite hands-down hockey player ever?
It's probably Steve Yzerman.
Yzerman. That's what I was going to say. Champion. Lucky number 19! That's my number. Mm-hmm. Every time I go to Vegas, I sit down at the roulette wheel. I put $5. And you know, if I was smart, I'd put more money down on red 19. But red 19 always pops up for me. That's my lucky number. Yeah. You will never play roulette. That's a bad thing to do. That or blackjack. Bad boy.
Why?
Yep, Steve Yzerman, Brendan Shanahan, Sergey Fedorov.
Just as long as you don't say...
Nicholas Lindstrom.
Let's go gambling.
Just as long as you don't say... the hell was his name? drawing a blank here. Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, no. That was on the...
Boo!
That was on the... Rangers. New York Rangers.
100-year-old woman makes Easter eggs. Oh, here's a real warm and fuzzy story for you. She's 100 years old in Barmwell, West Virginia. She's going viral because of her Easter eggs. Betty Duff. That's a cool name. She will turn 101 next month, and she's been making her church's peanut butter chocolate eggs for 52 years.
I'd like to learn how to make our own
peanut butter chocolate eggs.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
How is she still alive?
Maybe me.
I tell you what, that chocolate keeps you kicking.
Okay, I'm going to eat chocolate for the rest of my life.
Have you ever had Buckeyes?
What?
Daddy has had my Buckeyes.
What's a Buckeye?
Remember how at Christmas time, the peanut butter chocolate covered peanut butter? Chocolate covered peanut butter ball?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
It's the peanut butter ball with chocolate that's chocolate covered.
No. Don't know what a Buckeye is. No. But apparently, thing. Naked Easter celebrations take over. Yeah, listen to this. The Daily Star says naked Easter celebrations taking place this weekend throughout the world. One UK nudist group is holding a Good Friday dance party tonight, while another is holding a naked Easter egg hunt on Sunday. Hey, I found the egg! Where'd you find it? In Grandma... Never mind. A Liverpool nudist group is planning a naked three-course Easter dinner that will include ham, pork... Ham is pork. And other traditional fixings. What? Is this ham, comma, pork? Who types these things up?
AI.
Pork. Maybe.
Pork isn't ham.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's a part of pig, yeah, but it's not.
Ham and pork is the same thing. Anyway, where'd you find the Easter egg? Grandma. Peeps pizza for Easter. Don't you just love Peeps?
Mm-mm.
The New York Press says...
I love Peeps.
The New York Press says Nice Guys Pizza in Cape Coral, Florida is celebrating Easter with a Peeps-inspired pizza called the Peepza. The pizza is topped with Peeps.
Pizza.
Takis.
Those are good.
Pineapple.
You should like Takis.
I do like Takis.
Provolone, Parmesan, and mozzarella cheese.
Mozzarella.
I'm getting hungry. What are we going? We should take Andrea to that Chinese buffet here.
I don't like Pleasant. Chinese.
You'll like this place. They have something for everyone there. It's not just Chinese.
I just grabbed the chicken on that stick.
Yeah, chicken on a stick. You got to try chicken on a stick. We're going there. That's where we're going.
Today?
Yeah, today.
Let's go.
Woman steals $320 or 320 Easter eggs. Oh, come on. This is weird news. The Daily Mail says a Peterborough, England woman recently stole 320 Cadbury cream Easter eggs from a garden center. Leah Harding stole 64 boxes of eggs. She finished her crime spree by stealing alcohol and cheese, because if you got to have all those Cadbury eggs, you got to have alcohol and cheese, right? She stole all this from a grocery store. Leah has been jailed for 41 weeks in order to pay restitution. Oh! All right, there you go. Okay, a couple more stories, then we'll wrap up the show. Salt Oral Care is planning to launch a new butter-flavored toothpaste called Butter by Salt.
Yeah, you should get that. You love your salt.
I love salt, but it's disgusting. I'm with Steven on it. It's gross.
I know. I'm just kidding, because you love your salt.
Hints of butter, lemon, and mint.
Oh, that doesn't sound
it's
good.
It's described as smoother and creamier than regular toothpaste.
You don't eat your toothpaste.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you want to
put your toothpaste on your popcorn at the movie theater. There you go.
True. Because that would actually be a good thing, because it would be like butter, but it helps your teeth. Life hack, guys. Listen.
T-Swift has allegedly chosen her bridal gown. The dress is in final stages of tailoring. The designer behind the dress has not been revealed. It never will be revealed. Walmart Great Value dinosaur shape. Oh, you were talking about this last night. Because we bought these. Yeah. We bought these and you took them out of the fridge. Did you throw them away?
No, they're not the bag.
You checked to see if it was. Mm-hmm.
I took a screenshot of the ones that were being recalled or being...
Well, don't give away the story yet. Walmart Great Value dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets, which DJ bought for his two children, contain lead. This is especially harmful to pregnant women, infants, and young children. The USDA says the items are no longer for sale and could still be in customers' freezers. The nuggets should be thrown away or returned to a Walmart for a full refund.
How did it get lead in it?
I don't know,
probably through the manufacturer.
Well, duh.
Then
he said, how? I was explaining.
You don't like lead in your dinosaurs?
Disgusting!
What's wrong with lead in your dinosaurs?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Survey by Instacart reveals 77% of people intend to buy Easter candy. Other findings: top Easter candy. Let's start at the bottom and work our way to the top. Hershey's milk chocolate candy eggs are the last one on the list. I thought that'd be higher, right? Peeps, number 9. You don't like Peeps. I like Peeps if you put them in the freezer. A frozen Peep is always the best.
No.
Wrong. Why would you put them in the freezer?
Ratch's jelly bird eggs is at 8. Lindt chocolate bunny at 7. M&M milk chocolate candy, 6. 5 is Hershey Kisses. Cadbury chocolate eggs is taken at number 4. Number 3 is Starburst Easter jelly beans. Oh, I'm getting hungry. Reese's peanut butter cups at number 2. And number 1, are we ready? Cadbury cream eggs at number 1 on the list.
But you already said Cadbury cream eggs.
No, that, you know, I thought that too. That's Cadbury chocolate eggs was number 4.
Is that like
it's chocolate filled.
Oh, the chocolate filled ones.
Yeah.
There's no caramel chocolate filled Cadbury eggs on there. Oh, wow.
But you don't like Peeps?
Not really.
One Peep takes 6 seconds to make. When Peeps debuted back in 1953, it took 27 hours.
I'll have to try to make those Rice Krispie Peeps for you.
To hand create each marshmallow chick.
Hmm.
27 hours.
Were they expensive?
Now they do it in 6 seconds.
Does that mean they were expensive?
We'll buy some Peeps.
Probably.
We'll buy some Peeps and make those Rice Krispie Peeps for you.
Well, you got to wait till after the holiday. That way you get them where they're on sale, right? Half off. Or even if you wait, you keep waiting, they'll go even lower to 75% off.
They'll be sold out then.
Yeah. You're smart. 3,500 Peeps are created per minute. That equals to over 4 million per day. 4 million Peeps. It's a lot
but
of Peeps.
You know, Peeps are left on the shelf more.
Each Peep has 32 calories and 8 grams of sugar. Yellow is the most popular colored Peep. All right, now after you eat all that candy, you're going to have to work it off, right? Cadbury cream eggs. 20 minutes of jumping rope or 20 minutes of skipping or 19 minutes of jogging. 35 minutes of walking to burn off one Cadbury cream Easter egg.
Gosh.
Yeah. Lind Golden Easter Bunny, 2 hours and 60 minutes of treadmill walking or 52 minutes of jogging. I think I'd rather just get fatter. Hollow Milk Chocolate Easter Egg, 65 minutes of cycling or 90 minutes of Pilates. Jerk Chocolate Easter Bunny, 60 minutes of swimming or 60 minutes of jogging or 45 minutes of rowing. You gotta work that stuff off.
Does that mean it's healthy?
No, buddy. Actually, dark chocolate is more healthy chocolate for you, but you still shouldn't eat a lot of it.
You looking forward to Easter?
Is Easter tomorrow?
No.
Sunday.
Is that tomorrow?
No, but tomorrow, Saturday.
Can we play that again, Grumpy Engineer? Please.
You were expecting maybe the Easter Bunny?
Maybe the Easter Bunny? What about this one? Tell me if you know what movie this is from.
Isn't that cute? That is the most precious thing I've ever seen in my life.
He looks like a deranged Easter Bunny.
It's Ralphie when he's wearing the Easter the bunny costume that Aunt Clara made for him. She went through all that trouble to make it for you. Now wear it, Ralphie. There's another one.
I want a V stick. I want a V stick. I want a V stick.
Bugs
now
Bunny.
Now I'm gonna hear you, juvenile delinquent. I want a V stick. I want a V stick.
Oh,
I want a
no!
I'm not a fan of Kimmel, but here he talks about Peep cereal.
There's also Peep cereal, which is, if you read it, you can see it's marshmallow flavored cereal with marshmallows. Artificially flavored. It's like a roast beef flavored sandwich with beef.
And finally, here's a clip from a Canadian, comedian Frank Caliendo.
A skirmish, and here comes Peter Cottontail hopping down the bunny trail.
Yeah, but he's not hopping down the bunny trail now. He's lifting this guy up by the shirt. He's like little bunny Foo Foo, picking up a shirt in the sky and bopping him on the head.
Wow, 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 wow.
Is he doing a Conor McGregor move right there?
Look like it.
All right, that's it for Random Overflow 2.0 on this episode. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/randomoverflow. Shoot us your messages, whatever you want to hear. Catch all of our shows on demand at mymichiganpodcast.com. And this is 2026, all rights reserved.
Thanks for tuning in to Random Overflow. Be sure to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/randomoverflow.